Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Dina, what's going on today?
Thank you so much for taking my call and helping me out.
No problem. What's going on?
Well, I'm having a disagreement with my husband in regards to punishment for my daughter, Abby. She snuck out of the house in the middle of the night and went to a party and was drinking while we were sleeping, and we didn't know until we got a phone call from the police.
Oh, that's fun.
That's the best.
Yeah. And, of course, I believe that she needs to be punished. She has her junior prom coming up, and my husband has banned her from going. And I think that's too harsh. I think it sends a wrong message. I think there's other ways that we could punish her, but we're just bumping heads, and he's not budging. So I was hoping that you and the listeners can help me out.
Trying to reconvince Dad here.
Yeah.
It does seem a little steep, though.
Has she ever done anything like this before?
No. If she's a good kid. She gets good grades. She's a respectable young lady. So it was really out of character for her. It was shocking that she would do something like that.
All right. Hold on. Let's call your husband, okay?
Okay.
Hello, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. It's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Hello.
Kevin, want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Car. Got a phone call from your wife who tells us that she believes that the punishment is too steep for your daughter, Abby, to miss junior prom after sneaking out. I know you got a call from the cops. Still, it seems a bit steep. What's going on here?
I thought we'd talk this out. Okay, here's the deal. Her mom is very sensitive. She's a very soft person. It's hard for her to punish her daughter. It's always been hard for her to punish her daughter.
Yeah.
The junior prom, number one, is something that my daughter's been looking forward to. Therefore, it's a perfect punishment, something that she'll remember. And it's just a junior prom, which is like dress rehearsal for the senior prom next year. Number two, the boy she was dating, and the boy that she has a date with for prom, is also the one she was with at the party. So it's kind of a lesson for both of them that this is not okay. And if she drinks at this party, what's to say what they're going to do at prom?
Well,
I think it's a perfect situation.
I mean, I think that makes sense. But is her boyfriend or date not going to go also? I mean, has his parents handed down the same punishment? Because if they haven't, now, again, it changes that whole scale of appropriateness, doesn't it?
I think it makes it perfect.
Kevin, come on. Enough. We can't punish all of the children. We have to deal. I want to teach her through this. I don't want to take this away. How are we going to show her that we're willing to still trust her? I got to trust her to go out.
Trust has to be earned. She broke that trust with this drinking situation. I don't trust her anymore.
Well, what we do is we see what our audience has to say, and there may be some people out there that have been in the same circumstances. So they may agree with you, Dina, that taking away prom, even if it's a junior prom, is a big deal. And if she hasn't done anything like this before, then that might be a big punishment. Too big to fit the crime. But they may see your side, Kevin. Sneaking out, underage drinking, get a phone call from a cops is no laughing matter at all. And you know what? She's got to learn that there's consequences to her actions, and this is what it is. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure, I'm pretty confident of me.
I guess, but I also want to say that, of course, I want to punish her and find different ways to punish her to teach her.
All right.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
It's every parent's nightmare. Your kid sneaks out. You get a call in the middle of the night from the cops, found them drinking at a park. And, her parents are livid. Of course they are. This is out of character for her. Why would she do such a thing? And he says, you're not going to your junior prom. Mom says, whoa. That's a little bit too much of a punishment for the first time offense.
Well, the backlash is pretty severe here on Facebook. Pretty much everybody is with Dad at this point, saying that, this message needs to be sent. It needs to be harsh. This is a big deal, and it needs to be something she's going to remember forever.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Stir 99.9, 1-800-330-9999. We want to hear what you have to think about this. What do you say? Andrea, who are you siding with this morning?
Hi, I'm on the husband's side. I think, you know, that if the date was the one who's also, you know, been drinking with her, like, it may very well be he's, like, a bad influence. And because she has another prom for senior year, like, I think it's a good opportunity, you know, to kind of have a reality check, like, you know, a slap in the face, kind of. If it was the only prom she's going to have, then, yeah, of course I'd let her go, because that's kind of, you know, a rite of passage for high school. But if not, like, I don't know, I agree with him. I think it's going to be a good reality check.
All right. Thanks so much for the call, Andrea. We appreciate it. Yeah, she brings up a good point. It's not the senior prom. It's so hard because as a mom, I can't imagine robbing your daughter of that. But then the word robbing is bad because she's the one that put you in that situation.
I feel like I'm on an island over here, that my first thoughts are no way, that you should let her go, come up with something else that would be appropriate. There's so many things that you get from your parents nowadays that they should be able to find something that delivers the message that they're looking for. And I think it all comes down to behavior. Is this out of sorts for her? Do they believe that this is developing into something that's going to be normal or what?
Yeah, we want to hear from you. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Does the punishment fit the crime? Their teenage daughter snuck out, got caught by cops drinking, and got the phone call in the middle of the night. Dad says, that's it. You're not going to your junior prom. Mom says, whoa.
Right.
That's a big punishment.
Dina thinks that's going a little bit too far, says that there's something else they can come up with, like taking away her car privileges or something like that. But Kevin thinks it's perfect. No prom for you after breaking our trust.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Stir 99.9, today's best mix. 1-800-330-9999. Kelly, who are you siding with this morning?
I'm definitely on Kevin's side with this one. You know, I was once young, and I know how these kids are when they're out drinking and, you know, getting caught. You need to take something away from them that they really want and that they're really looking forward to. And it's just junior prom. She has next year to look forward to. She needs to earn her parents' trust back and, you know, keep up her good grades. And, yes, I would definitely not let her go to junior prom.
All right. Thanks for the call, Kelly. We appreciate it. Edie, who are you siding with this morning?
Siding with the father. That's because underage drinking is a big problem, and it's very serious. And it's not her senior prom. And even if she doesn't make her senior prom, she'll live. She'll be, go on with life.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom's side. I think every kid makes a mistake every now and then. I mean, I have three daughters. You know, they've all grown up, and they're good citizens, and you know, they didn't go down the wrong path just because they made one mistake. I mean, you may think about taking the prom away from, I mean, letting her go to prom and then not letting her go out after prom maybe, but taking the whole prom away from her, I think, is a little too much.
I don't think Raven or I were ever angels when we were teenagers, that's for sure.
Far from it.
Ryan, you're also on Dad's side this morning.
I am. I say it's the junior prom. Nip it in the bud before it becomes an issue, and she has to realize that there's ramifications for everything you do in life. So definitely on the father's side this morning.
You know, it's so easy to say, like, yeah, she made a big mistake, she's got to pay the price, blah blah blah, but I just can't imagine, like, oh god, it would kill me to have to do that, because it's such a special experience, you know, experience for them.
Keep in mind that this is a group of teenagers at a park. She's not the only one. I'm not trying to downplay it at all. I'm just saying that all of us, I think, as adults, can remember being teenagers, and I'm pretty sure we weren't always all saints. So, if overall, other than that, she's a good kid. You know, she didn't get in a car, she didn't this, that, whatever. It could have been worse. I'm not disagreeing that there should be a harsh punishment she remembers forever. But I'm just not sure it's the prompt.
Yeah, but you know what? Today, the audience sided with him.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Kevin, our audience agreed with you. They felt that the crime definitely deserves the punishment, which is a major punishment, and not being able to go to her junior prom.
I've always had faith in your audience.
Well, I'll have to, you know, I'll listen to the audience and have the guilt for not letting her go to the prom forever.
All right. I know from a mom's point of view, it's heartbreaking. It's probably just as hard on you as it is on her, I'm sure. Guys, thanks so much for coming on. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email too. It's couplescourt@star999.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.